Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 27th, Thankful Thursday. I am so thankful for you. I'm thankful for God's Word and the intersection of the two, that we get to come together to read God's Word together. I am really enjoying the Gospel of John. Today we continue on in the story of Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. Then we'll go over to Psalm 47. In the Gospel of John, Jesus seems to expect Nicodemus to understand the Old Testament roots of what it means to be born of the Spirit. So that got me thinking, where in the Old Testament is there some talk about the Spirit? Well, there's lots of places, but in Ezekiel chapter 36, God reminds us that He will sprinkle clean water on us and we shall be clean. And then two times He mentions giving us a new spirit that He will put within us. Isaiah 44 also anticipates this outpouring of the Spirit of God on God's people. And I think about Joel chapter 2 as well, where the people will prophesy and the pouring out of God's Spirit will be on all believers. So the Old Testament is pointing to this renewal, this birth that happens, the Spirit coming in us and bringing death to life. And so maybe perhaps that's what Jesus is talking about when He seems kind of hard on Nicodemus, and he says, why can't you understand this concept? I'll begin reading in verse 9. Well, first of all, I might read verse 8 as well, just to give you a little context. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. All right, here's verse 9. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. Goodness gracious, this passage is jam-packed. Let's go back to that title, Son of Man. This is an important title for who Jesus is. And I'm reminded of His allusion back to Jacob and the stairway to heaven, that the Son of Man is the Son of God coming down to be a man. Jesus also mentions the story about Moses and the snakes. Do you remember that one? The snakes were biting all the Israelites and they had to look to a snake that was put on a pole. And if they did, then they would be saved. This is imagery pointing us to the cross, that if we look to Jesus, we look to Him as the sacrifice, then we will be saved. Verse 15 is so profound. Everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. The theme of eternal life in Christ is all throughout the Gospel of John. It began in chapter 1, reminding us that in Him is life, and it's continued here through the concept of being born of the Spirit. Our spiritual birth is one that continues on eternally. Turn with me now over to Psalm 47. This psalm, in each verse, it seems to remind us that God is King and that He reigns, that He cares for His people, and He sits on His throne. That can be a pretty abstract thought, that God reigns. But I want you to think about a situation where everything feels a little bit squirrely. You don't know what's going to happen, or a situation or a relationship where you are worried. And I want you to fill in the blank as I read this over you. The Lord sits on his throne and reigns over, fill in the blank, with the situation. I'll say it again. The Lord sits on his throne and reigns over, fill in the blank. Now let's turn it into a prayer. Lord, as we read Psalm 47, would you remind us that you sit on your throne and you reign over every situation, every relationship, that you are almighty and that you are working. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdues nations under us, people under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praise to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I truly am grateful for you. I'm also truly grateful that our King reigns. Oh Lord, even when we don't understand your word, like Nicodemus didn't, we pray that your spirit would be poured out on us, that we would be given a new heart and a new mind. And like Joel chapter 2 says, that we would be men and women who prophesy, who speak a word of what you have done for us. The most clear example of your love for us, your unfailing love, your never-ending love, is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're most grateful for you today, Lord Jesus. As we think more about gratitude, what's something someone did for you, and how did it impact you? I'll read that question again. What is something someone did for you, and how did it impact you? I'll give you just a moment to think about it, and then I'll end our time together with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. We come in gratitude, knowing that you are seated on your throne, and you are the great King over all the earth. Thank you for choosing us as your inheritance. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to be born of the Spirit. We want to take a moment to thank you for someone who did something wonderful for us. We praise your holy name that you put that person in our lives. We thank you for their impact on us, and we pray that you would help us to be a people who impact others. We take a moment to thank you for our family. We take a moment to thank you for something. And we thank you, Lord, for your character. You are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. We thank you most clearly for your definition of unfailing love in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.